Good afternoon, everyone. Well, the market's winning streak remains intact. The ASX 200 lifting today by 22 points, around a third of 1% to 7,127. It means we've improved now for three consecutive days. We're close to yesterday's 10-week highs, and we're partway through now a fifth straight week of gains, which if we can hold on for the next couple of days, not fall by, say, more than 1% over that period, this will be the longest winning streak we've had on a weekly basis in over a year. Now, it wasn't a great start to the day, it must be said. We're actually down by as much as a third of a percent in the first hour and a half or so of trade. Really, markets were quite cautious ahead of a very highly anticipated update on wages growth, which was out at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time or Sydney time. Now, basically, that was weaker than expected. It still showed that there was some growth in wages, but wages only grew by 0.7% between April and June. The market was anticipating 0.8, and over the year, wages rose by 2.6% rather than 2.7%, which was expected. So what this basically means is that wage growth is very weak, and that in 3 weeks' time when the Reserve Bank meets next, the type of data that might result in perhaps a smaller or rather than a larger rate hike. But what makes this quite interesting this week is that tomorrow we get a key update on jobs growth, which is another very highly anticipated piece of data that economists, that analysts, that the Reserve Bank pays very close attention to. Now, at the moment, the unemployment rate is the best, the lowest it's been in 48 years, and there's an expectation we could largely remain stable tomorrow. So simply put, the stronger that data is tomorrow, the more likely a bigger rate hike is, the weaker it is, especially if it surprises on either end of the spectrum, then you know we could see a smaller rate hike. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens on Thursday. But outside of that, we had a very busy day on markets. Now, one of the big weights on the ASX 200 today was CBA, which actually fell by almost 2%. The reason why it fell so much was that it went ex-dividend for its $2.10 per share div. So that decline today was actually less than the dividend they'll be paying out in late September. Also, over 20 companies released their profit results today. The big one was CSL. It's by far the largest company in the healthcare sector. It's a biotechnology company, the third largest on the Australian share market outright as well. Now, in its results today, it showed that revenue edged higher very modestly. Costs, though, rose at a more rapid pace, and net profits fell by about 5%, actually the first decline for the group in earnings since 2016. So it made about $2.3 billion over that period. Now, the company is could be split into two. The big earner is CSL Behring. That's basically an organization where it collects plasma from people around the world across over 300 collection centers. It uses that to make over around 24 life-saving medicines. The second business is a much smaller earner. That's the flu vaccine business. Now, as far as the group goes, the flu vaccine business, the smaller owner, was the standout, and CSL Behring remains under pressure, especially when it comes to cost and margins. It's needed to pay a lot more to basically collect plasma in the United States in particular. That's been a headwind for the duration of the pandemic. So that is one of the reasons for the lower earnings. It also forked out about $12 billion to basically buy a large Swiss pharmaceutical company called Vifor, where it's trying to diversify its offering. Now, elsewhere, we had Redbubble coming out with some results today. It fell 31%. Now, that's because it posted a loss today of about $24 million. But if you remember back to the early stages of the pandemic, this is the stock that basically rose fivefold in 2020. Tech stocks were in favor, especially online marketplaces like Redbubble. It was selling millions and millions of masks with the designs of independent artists on them. But of course, the demand there has dried up with people largely returning, life returning to normal for the most part. Downer EDI, an engineering group, was down about 5% today on its results. It actually came out with a lower outlook for the future, which weighed. Investment group Magellan was also down about 6%. Its profits declined, and also funds under management have basically halved over the year for the group. Domain, the property classifieds company, was down 4%. Revenues and profits were up though, but the results seem to be slightly shy of market expectations. And Santos, the energy group, fell about 2.5%, even though it posted a record profit. Energy stocks have generally been benefiting from surging oil and LNG prices as well, was the case for Santos, but this is a day that oil prices actually fell about 3%, which was a weight. Now, there were some standouts. One of them was Super Retail Group today, which rose by about 5%. Now, this is the group that operates Rebel, BCF, MacPac, Super Cheap Auto. It released its results. Profits actually fell but it did report a record sales result of $3.5 billion. It's also enjoyed double-digit growth in sales over the 6 weeks so far this financial year. And Brambles, the pallet maker, also up 5% on its numbers. Now, yesterday we heard from BHP, which handed down its profit results. Essentially, it made its second biggest annual profit on record. That was why its shares rose 4% yesterday, rose around 0.5% or so today. Now, elsewhere, it's been actually a really busy day for other news, other economic data, which we'll get to very briefly. But New Zealand had another rate hike, a 0.5% lift, which was expected. We had inflation in the UK, the hottest it's been in over 40 years, lifting more than expected today as well. That was after the close of the Aussie market. It's up 10.1% as far as inflation goes. Now, tonight, we've got updates on economic growth in Europe. We've got retail spending data in the United States. We've got the minutes from the US Central Bank early tomorrow morning. And we also get profit results from Lowe's and Target. On that note, the Aussie dollar is at 70 US cents. Enjoy the evening. We'll speak tomorrow.